This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
As you know, last year, the church gave me this glove so that I may have healing power.
Yes. My favorite.
In case y'all don't know, that right there is Which Way Is Up, Rich Pryor. Right. Which Way Is Up. Outstanding. 70-something, I guess. All right. That's Which Way Is Up. This right here is the prank of the day. This is,
hot check at the church.
This right here is hot check at the church. Hot checks at the church. Cat dog, if you would.
Hello.
Hello. I'm trying to reach a Monica, Sister Monica, please.
Who's calling?
This is Brother Deshaun. I'm calling. Actually, I'm a member of Greater Missionary Baptist Church.
How can I help you?
Calling you actually about the offering. Now, did you? I know you paid your tithes.
Yeah, I pay my tithes every Sunday.
Okay. Now, you paid a love offering as well, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, this past Sunday, I'm looking at a check that you left us with bank.
Right. I sure did. I wrote a check Sunday.
Okay. Now, the check, ma'am, was $250, am I correct?
Right. I wrote two checks for my tithes and the love offering. Right. I wrote one for $250 for the love offering.
Okay, now,
what is this call regarding? Why are you calling me?
Well, what I wanted to tell you is that I hate to be a bearer of bad news, but your check that you wrote for $250 actually has bounced.
Wait a minute. You said my check bounced for $250?
Your check bounced, so what I'm doing is calling you about recouping the $250 as well as, you know, you cost us $30 in bank fees.
Wait a minute now. I wrote two checks. I wrote a check for $100. Did that one bounce?
I don't see to it that one bounced. All I know is the one that the love offering has bounced.
Well, did you put them in at the same time? Because I wrote them at the same time.
They all go in on Monday, ma'am. Now, I didn't put them in at the same time. I've been putting them in for the last 2-3 years. The problem is, why would people write these?
What is your name?
Brother Deshaun.
And you was there this Sunday?
I was there. I don't think it matters when I was there, ma'am. The problem is that I didn't put these checks in, and I don't understand why y'all write these checks to the church.
Wait a minute.
Knowing
what
that they going to
y'all
bump.
Write these checks?
There's a lot of people write
these. My checks are good.
Well, not,
I don't write bad checks.
Well, why
if one clear, why the other one didn't clear?
Maybe you didn't have enough money for both of them to clear.
What did you just say?
Maybe you didn't have enough money in the bank for both of them to clear. And I don't understand why people write these.
I got plenty money in the bank. And all my checks clear. I don't write no rubber checks.
Well, you wrote one on Sunday. And that's the problem. How you going to try to give a love?
Wait a minute. I think you got me confused with somebody else. I don't write no bad checks.
You done wrote this?
I'm trying to be nice to you.
I'm trying to be nice to you. When can we expect the $250 plus the $30?
So and you, wait, $30?
That's the bank fees, ma'am, for the doggone check bouncing.
My check didn't bounce. I'm going to check my bank. And if my check clear, you're going to pay me $30 for calling me, harassing me about a $250 check bounce. I don't write no
Why would you write check? What, you want to sit up in the church and write these big number checks when you know you ain't got it in the bank?
What the did you say?
I said, why would you write these checks when the money ain't in there?
Let me tell you one thing. I don't write no bad checks, and you got a lot of nerves calling me, telling me my check bounced.
Your check is the one that has bounced. And
I'll tell you what you do. Since my check bounced, you pay the since you got all the money. And don't call me with this again. Hello?
Don't you hang up on me no more. When are we going to get this $250 and this
$30? Who is that she's calling you?
Somebody from the church talking about I wrote a bad check. I don't write no
You did write a bad check.
I didn't write no bad check.
Yes, you
Wait
did.
A minute. Why are you calling me? Why the treasurer don't call me at church?
The treasurer is
the
busy.
Deacon, I ain't never know the deacon called nobody about no bad check. Your is full of Thank you. You got the money.
Who in the hell is that in the background? Who is that?
Never mind who it is. We both go to the same church, and you gonna call me to my, I wrote a bad check. You don't you call me no more, and if the check bad, you pay it, okay?
Do pastor know you talking like this?
Do pastor know you calling me? Can you answer that?
Look, when are we gonna get this $280 is what we looking for from you.
I wrote a check for $250.
And
you will not get $280. You put the $30 with it.
You put $250 in there, it bounced. $30 cost us on bank fees. That's $280. When can the church expect their money?
Never. Not no $280. You will never get $280.
You're going to make me
and
come by your...
And my check then... What did you say? I'm going to do what?
You're going to make me come by your house and get this money.
Bring your on. Bring it. Bring your on.
What is the address on
Look
this
on
check?
The check?
I got it off the check.
Well, bring your on. I bet you you'll be limping back.
I'm watching you. You better not be spending no money nowhere. You better not spend nothing till I get this $250 plus $30.
Whatever I want to, okay?
No, you know what?
I am, and you don't call me no more with this because my check did not bounce. I don't see how one check went through and the other bounced.
Let me say this to you. We cannot accept you back into the house of the Lord no more until...
What did you say?
You are not... Don't you come in there Sunday until
I'm
we get...
I'm coming up in there Sunday and up. I'm going to make sure I find your because you the person I want to see.
You go.
And you know what? I'm going to call the pastor right now and ask him because I don't believe my check bounced. You full of
Well, let me say this before you call pastor.
No, I'm going to call pastor. No, you should have talked with pastor before you call me with this information.
I got one more thing I need
what
to say to you.
You ain't got nothing to say to me. You done upset me with this talking about I bounced a check. You should have went to pastor before you called me with this
I told pastor when I get, but I got one more thing to say before I leave. Is you listening?
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What do you got to say to me? What do you have to say now that you're going to pay the check?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your girlfriend.
Wait, what did you say?
Baby, this is...
What did you say?
What did you say? I say, this is Nephew Tommy, baby, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your girlfriend has pranked you.
I'ma beat that. She just left here flying out the door in a hurry. No, she didn't. I'ma
Let me ask you one more thing, though, baby. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
So what you think? That's all right. Don't worry about it. Y'all ain't gonna give me no praise. That's okay. I understand. That's quite all right.
That's every day.
Quite all right.
That's every day, same time. It's,
yeah. Well, you know what? I tell you what. You know what? 2025, I ain't gonna do it no more. I'm not. I'm not gonna
you're
ask
not gonna
y'all
what?
To
you're not
prank and praise. I'm not gonna ask y'all for prank and praise
oh,
no more.
Stop. You say that all the time.
Yeah, not the first time
I'm
you said that.
I'm not.
Oh, you ain't gonna ask us. You ain't gonna ask us this time. You gonna find a new time to ask us, but you gonna ask us.
Uh-huh. I'm not. I made on mine. That's my New Year's resolution. I'm not asking for no more prank and praise. All right. Saturday, December 28th, the nephew is coming to town. That is Washington, D.C. It's New Year's Comedy Jam. But my uncle say it's 3 days before New Year's. That's December 28th. All right. You got Tony Roberts. You got Lance Woods. Bruce in the building. Red Grant. Lou Nail, hosted by yours truly, Nephew Tommy, at Dar Constitution Hall. Tickets are available right now on all Ticketmaster outlets. I will see you in D.C. Laying in the cut. Uh-oh, what did I tell y'all? Milwaukee, the nephew is coming. MLK weekend to the Improv. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Tickets on sale right now. Ignorance is on the way. I ain't never done comedy in Milwaukee, but I bet I'm about to do it now. MLK weekend, we're going to set this thing on fire.
Bundle up.
On fire. How cold can I expect it to be in Milwaukee? Ooh.
Baby.
Too cold.
Baby.
It's cold in here.
Get ready. Sure. It's cold in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, sir. Please know that.
Yes. Hat, gloves, all of that.
All right, nephew, thank you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
97.1 QMG.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.